The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tara Logan Buckley is with me, the Chartered Clinical Psychologist, to talk about emotional regulation. So this is something that you mentioned the last time you were here, actually, Tara. So what is it when we talk about emotional regulation? What are we talking about?
Sure. So what we're looking at is basically the ability to be able to manage and, I suppose, react to emotions in a way that is healthy, that's adaptive, and that's really, I suppose, really good for the situation that we're in, so that we're not left feeling bad afterwards or we're not left feeling overwhelmed. And for kids, it's really just in around actually being able to identify and manage their emotions.
So what are the key components then of good emotional regulation, or what are the signs of somebody being well able to emotionally regulate?
Sure. So I suppose the big things there would be to have good self-awareness. So starting to recognise, actually, my emotions are getting heightened. I'm feeling that I'm getting angry. I'm feeling that I'm getting sad. Then having the awareness, is this appropriate for this situation? So for us as adults to say, actually, if I act in anger here, that's going to lead to consequences, etc. So it's about just having, I suppose, the awareness of yourself and being able to take a step back. And obviously there's sometimes where we do have to have our emotions come out, where there is sadness and grief and things like that, because that's healthy as well. But it's to be able to take a step back and have the awareness, OK, does this suit me here? Is this healthy for me and for the other person, and being able to react with it?
And I assume even the most kind of emotionally well-balanced people, there are times where you don't regulate. Like, as in, we all, there's always going to be a situation where you kind of look back and you think, oh, maybe I didn't react the best way there.
Absolutely. If we think about it from just a primal kind of like survival. So if our flight and fight gets, I suppose, reacted, we're going to react in completely different ways. So that there's going to be situations where we might decide, actually, I'm just going to walk away from this. But if we're put into a very different situation, we might actually have to be aggressive in that situation. We might have to be angry in that situation. So even if we're really good at emotional regulation, it is completely normal at times that actually we will have a reaction that maybe we'll look back and say, oh, that wasn't the best.
What are the signs, though, say in a young person in particular, that maybe they need a bit of assistance in terms of emotional regulation, that for them it's not just the odd time that they look back on?
Sure. So obviously every child is individual. What I would say is, if there is a child where actually their emotions are taking over on a daily basis, so they can't regulate at all. So what we might start seeing is it's impacting their food. We might see it's impacting their sleep, impacting how they play. In school, we might be getting reports back saying, you know, your child is not able to interact with other children and they can't sit still. They're becoming extremely overwhelmed. There's a lot of sensory, because for young kids, actually, they can become very, very sensory overwhelmed quite easily. So crowds, loud noises, things like that. And there's lots of different things that impact children where they find it difficult to regulate their emotions.
So what then, if you kind of recognise this in your own child, where do you start in terms of dealing with it, giving them the skills that they can themselves emotionally regulate?
So the first thing I always say is, look at actually, how do I show emotional regulation in my own household? Really, really important. If you're someone that struggles with it yourself, you're going to model that behaviour to your child. So it might be the case of actually, okay, I need to take a step back and actually look at this for myself. The next thing is around having kind of teaching the child self-awareness. So saying, okay, what's happening here? It's okay to be angry. So you can say, I am angry, I am sad. Some children lack emotional kind of vocabulary. That's very, very common. So having emotional charts and wheels at home is really, really good. Or even I love the one that's like the green, the yellow and the red. It's like the traffic light system. So
yes,
the child can point, okay, I'm suited now, I'm green, but mom, I'm starting to go up into the orange and I'm going to get red if we keep going here. So that's another really good one. Social stories are fantastic. So you can do this by using visuals. You can use a storyboard. You can do it with games as well, where actually you show the child a situation where there might be emotional challenges, or they might just be situations a child can be in, and you'll talk through it. Obviously doing scenario building, having a great little, I love calling it like the self-soothing kit. So having a little kit for a child where if they become overwhelmed, they might be some fidgeters in it. They might be some toys that they can squish. They might be some sensory things that they like in it. For example, if they like fluffy socks, or if there's like a teddy bear kind of that they want, that's a little kit that they can use and go to as well. So there's a lot of different things that parents can do. Another kind of real practical thing is making sure your child has a routine, because that can really throw children off, and making sure that actually their diet and that their sleep is really, really good, because they're two big things as well that really can add to emotional difficulties for young kids.
The temptation kind of from some parents is to avoid some of the things you talk about, you know, maybe where there's crowds or there's loud noises, and you know, maybe there is a time to avoid it, but you can't kind of in perpetuity. I mean, is that a trap they kind of fall into, as opposed to kind of equipping the child with the ability to emotionally regulate? You just avoid the things that kick them off.
Absolutely. As I think every child is different. So if we look at people maybe where there's like kind of more neurodevelopmental at play, so maybe someone has sensory processing or maybe there's autism or ADHD, they are going to be more impacted with those areas. So I'm all big about exposure. It's about exposing someone, and for example, a child or an adolescent, to situations and giving them the skill set to be able to manage that. Because if we remove a child entirely and we make them avoid, as they get older and move into adulthood, that's the kind of pattern that they're going to continue to do. Whereas if we go in and we actually give the child a load of skills that we practice beforehand and we do it in a very kind of gradual, exposed way, actually that's giving the child skills for life. Because emotional regulation skills, you have to start them young and they continue as we go. So that's really, really important.
I mean, how much kind of in the initial phases of trying to deal with it do you have to get over the Pavlovian response, that the kid has just gotten used to reacting in a certain way? So that they're not even, they haven't even got up to the red yet, but they're just so used to it. Be it, say, it's the babysitter coming around, if that's what kicks them off or whatever, that as soon as you say the B word, before they even kind of think about anything, they react in a certain way because that's how they've always reacted.
So then as the parent, it's kind of your responsibility to try to have a new pattern of behaviour. So sometimes what happens is, I would always say, don't encourage the behaviour in a positive or negative way. So allow the child to have their tantrum if they're going to have it. But afterwards, we sit down and we reflect on the situation. So it might be the next morning going, OK, we've noticed a pattern that every time we mention the word babysitter, you're reacting. Why is it? So sitting down, validating their feelings. Is it because mom and dad are leaving? Are you sad that actually you're being left with someone else? And really finding out what it is. Or is it that every time they do it, in order to keep quiet, they know they're going to get a chocolate bar out of the press?
Oh, they're master manipulators.
So very smart. Kids are very smart.
Yeah, listen, Tara, great advice as always. So thanks a million for coming into us. Tara Logan Buckley is a chartered clinical psychologist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.